Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I had said it was a high of Greg Lloyd today at 92, but that was Limit's mistake. It's a high of Greg Lloyd at 95.
It was. Yesterday was James Harrison, and I forgot to change the 92 to 95.
I should have recognized the mistake and not blamed you publicly. Bob, do you agree with that?
Yes.
Can you turn on your mic, Ron?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Let's go to the Batconian mongoose, Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. Where are you today, Brian? There he is on our YouTube channel. How are you today as well?
I'm hot, Joe. It is stifling out there, whether it's
you should go
Greg
on
Lloyd
Island
or James Harrison.
If you're hot,
it's hitting hard.
Sorry.
What'd you say, Bob?
Nothing. No, no, don't pay attention to me. Austin understood that. It was a reference to something else.
Oh, okay.
Bob and I have a lot of inside jokes today, Brian.
That nobody else gets, which is
apparently
other
not.
Inside
jokes. Well, you're talking about sex with a dolphin, for goodness sakes, or whatever
oh my
you're
God.
Talking about.
Brian, I'm sorry you had to hear that. I talked
what was
about
that movie
what?
That was like, I think it won the Oscar.
Ace Ventura?
Was some sort of...
Ace
no,
the dolphin?
No, I wasn't... there was a movie with a fish sex scene, and it was like a...
Bob, why did you have to bring
movie?
Why because, did you bring this on? I said the woman dated a dolphin she was doing research on in the 60s, and you've
right.
turned it into an X-rated
but I mean,
segment.
No, I mean, what and kind I have of communication Brian talk- can you... Brian, can you communicate with a dolphin to the point where you decide you want to date the dolphin? I mean, there are
the shape
some things
of water
that are understood.
The movie that I'm thinking of. I never saw it, but...
The Shape okay. of Water?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Bob has a question for you, I guess. Is this your first question,
No, I wanted
Bob?
To find out what you think about the nickname. That was my first question to you. The mongoose. Do you get a lot of...
What was the nickname?
The Batconian mongoose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I think it's been great for my personal brand. And, you know, it's it could be worse. You know, in high school, people called me Bat. So that was pretty simple. But Batconian mongoose, while a bit wordy, I think it fits.
Also, Brian, I'm interested in getting back into pickup basketball. Do you play regularly and am I invited?
Yes, and yes, you are. I play indoors and like during the week one time, and then I play outside, which Pony knows about. He's come to the outside pickup games in Shaler, and I think they'd be good for you, Joe, because they're 2-3 zone pretty much by you know, by culture and standard there. So it'd be a good way to ease back in.
Please text me on that. Yes, I have to play a zone. I have to play up top on a zone without moving much, and then basically I'm a hired gun. A three-point shooter, but I have sort of made a comeback here. Limits, I look good at
we
the Fan 5
There's
Alarm
guys
Marathon.
Guys older than you who play regularly.
Oh, good.
Joe did look really good. I mean, we all know that Joe's a shooter, and if he can move around a little bit, watch out.
You got to watch those Achilles injuries, just like Tyrese Halliburton.
Well,
it doesn't take
me.
Much, especially as you get older.
That's what I'm afraid of. Does Mulzy play in these?
No, the last time I played hoops with Mulzy... was, you remember Greg Hotchkiss,
the
Pitt
SID.
Men's basketball?
Yeah. Of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, SID. He used to have media pickup games at the Pete.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've seen a lot of, that's where I played with a lot of my media, well, back then they were sort of my media role models because I was in college, I think, but played with Zeiss, Mulzy, Tim Benz. Trying to think who else would have been at those. Maybe Adamski. We also used to play at Steelers training camp pre-COVID. I don't think that's ever coming back. But every once in a while, we'd go up to the St. Vincent gym and play with some of the team employees. That was fun.
Myself and Jeremy Fowler were an unbeatable two-on-two team because he's gigantic and has a post.
Yeah, Fowler's good.
Oh, he has a post game. And I hit the three, and we destroyed people up at Steelers camp. I throw it into Fowler. He's going to beat anybody one-on-one. As soon as they go to double him, it's right back to me for a three. We were really good, Brian.
Yeah, those were fun times. And, you know, 2019 was my first year on the beat. So that was really the only time I got to play up there. But Will Graves, he would come up and play too. Yeah, Adamski. So those were, those were fun days. But that was also back when the media could stay in the dorms up in Latrobe, and a lot has changed since then. I remember when I first started covering the Steelers, there were some old war stories about like Kevin Colbert playing with agents and guys like that. So I never really was able to track that down, but maybe in the future, that'll be a good retrospective.
All right, let's talk some business here. You have some time off. You've gone through the mini camps and all the other things, the OTAs. We've had this discussion before, Brian, about where you think the Steelers are. Are they better than the team that ended the season last year, even though we haven't seen much other than these practices? But based on roster compilation, what they have, are they better in your mind moving into 2025?
Maybe slightly is probably how I would answer that in the shortest of ways. I think Aaron Rodgers is an upgrade over Russell Wilson. I don't know by how much, but I mean, that's a good place to start. Mm-hmm. And yet there are a lot of other pieces that have to fall into place, I think, both to elevate Aaron Rodgers and take advantage if he is indeed, a drastic improvement from the QB play that they got last year. So the offensive line, especially those bookend tackles on paper and, you know, potential wise better, but we still need to see it. And the defense, you know, they've brought in an influx of talent. And will that talent be ready? That all remains to be seen. But again, I think when you just look at the depth chart, the two deep, there are some more pieces to work with there.
Brian Bacco, the Post Gazette. You can read his stuff at postgazette.com. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line on which you can communicate with our dear friend City Limits, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So do you think there's anything to the Steelers going after either, maybe both, but either Mike Hilton or Jalen Ramsey? And would it make sense?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Mike Hilton, obviously they're familiar with him and vice versa, but I can also think of some games in recent history where they've exploited Mike Hilton in some matchups. You know, I can remember specifically a slot fade to George Pickens down in Cincinnati where Hilton didn't have a chance there. So they know his limitations as well. I don't know what they would be willing to pay him now at, what, I think 31. As for Jalen Ramsey, I mean, he's getting up there in age too, but I mean, he's on a different level than Mike Hilton as a player. I think there'd be a lot of moving parts there for that to fall into place, but I guess I'll just say this. I mean, the Steelers do have some wiggle room under the cap. They've got some money to spend. And, you know, I think slot corner is one of the areas where they could choose to make a splash, depending on where their confidence level is in Beanie Bishop going into year two.
Bob, are you in favor of either Hilton or Ramsey?
I'm in favor of somebody because I think they need more depth. I do. I mean, you're one injury away from being in that situation. And I know you can't, you know, figure out all depth issues because every NFL team has them, Brian. But that position is one that I think you need as much of it as you can get. I know the inside linebackers have gotten deeper with the return of Cole Holcomb. You hope the defensive line has, but that cornerback spot, man, and it's not, you know, JPJ's coming off a sort of a sophomore slump sort of season, and I think he needs to really be better this year. And Slay is getting up there in age, so I think you do need somebody else. I'm not sure who that would be, though.
Well, I think Corey Trice and Brandon Echols are okay as backups on the outside. I mean, I am really more sort of interested in that inside spot, which is essentially a starter in today's NFL. And you think of the names that they've rolled through there post Mike Hilton, who, tip your cap to him and the Steelers, he was a great find. He was an undrafted gem who played so well, that he actually priced himself out of town. But since then, it's been, what, Arthur Millett, Chandon Sullivan, Patrick Peterson played in there at times at the end. And then this past season, Beanie Bishop and Cam Sutton, who was sort of a reprise of when he initially replaced Mike Hilton. So it's not like they've invested much in that position. And it's a crucial one. So many NFL teams now are taking advantage of that by putting their best receiver in the slot and taking advantage of those one-on-one matchups. So I'm sort of waiting for the season where the Steelers don't try to get by with a veteran retread or an undrafted free agent. Although I know those guys they tend to be scrappier. They play with a chip on their shoulder. They'll come up and tackle and do everything you ask, but there's always going to be some of those physical limitations.
Brian Bacco of the Post Gazette is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Which rookie is going to make the biggest impact this year in your not so humble opinion, Brian?
I'm going to go with Derek Harmon, but I'm pretty much in a coin flip there between him and Caleb Johnson. I think they'll both have ample opportunities. Both will be in sort of rotational roles. You know, this is the first year in a while, I guess, where, you know, there's not a rookie coming in who is probably going to be expected to play, what, 100% of the snaps at that position. Obviously, that the plan didn't go according to plan last year with Troy Fautanu, or else he would have been out there at right tackle every game. Broderick Jones, you know, he was sort of blocked and was placed in the slow cooker rather than the microwave as a rookie. But these two guys, Johnson and Harmon, have the benefit of they can play right away, but they don't have to do all the heavy lifting at that position because there are other veteran options who have different styles and can, you know, offer changes of paces on offense and defense.
Limits?
He's on the phone right now.
He's on the phone right
yeah,
now. I was going to tell him that the thought of leaving him out of this conversation leaves Bob greatly saddened. Do you have a question for Brian?
I do. I would not want Bob to be saddened whatsoever. You know, Brian, when we all talk about the Aaron Rodgers fiasco that once was before he ultimately signed, but now that he's here, a lot of people have changed their opinion on if they wanted Aaron Rodgers to ultimately be the Steelers quarterback. Are you one of those people that had his mind shifted a little bit now that Rodgers is signed and will be appearing on the McAfee show today?
No, not really. I still very much question whether the baggage is worth the addition there, whether the juice is worth the squeeze as far as the ceiling goes with him. And, you know, I'm all for keeping an open mind, changing your mind based on what you see. But unless we mean anything from him, he even said taking it slow, 3 days of mini camp and really watching from behind the offense with the coaches rather than getting those live reps in 11 on 11 or 7 on 7 or whatever. So, you know, he hasn't really had an opportunity to sway me on the physical part of it. And, you know, the other thing too is I am still skeptical of the timing of it all and missing OTAs when you're coming into a new team and so much of what you do is predicated on chemistry with your pass catchers. But, you know, these things always happen. You know, the Steelers make a move and then suddenly it's a better move because they did it. But if that were always the case, then there would be no reason for us to ever analyze sports or give our opinions or takes on what the teams do if we just always said they must know best.
Let me ask you about Jaire Alexander. He ends up with the Ravens. Because he was so young, you know, and out there available at 27, is that somebody you thought maybe the Steelers might bring in, getting back to the cornerback situation, only because of, you know, two-time Pro Bowler at a younger age, not one of these guys who are in the 30s and available?
No, because I think that would have just flown in the face of the plan that you had all along at outside corner, which was signing Darius Slay. I mean, that's the only place that he's going to be, I think. You know, I guess you could always tinker with moving somebody inside. They did that with Patrick Peterson his year here when he'd never really done that in the NFL. But I mean, I think Porter and Slay, whether you think they're going to be good or not, I do think the team believes they are entrenched in those two spots. And Jaire Alexander, at least to this point in his NFL career, he doesn't play that nickel position. So that would have been kind of three round pegs and one square hole there. So I didn't really see a fit. I think Ramsey's someone who's a little bit more versatile and you can move him around in those sub packages if that were to happen.
Are you a believer in Slay though, at his age, and especially at $10 million? I was a little surprised by that price tag.
I don't know if I'd call myself a believer, but I mean, I'm willing to trust that the instincts will still be there. And, you know, what he's lost physically, he's gained in terms of football IQ and above the neck stuff. I mean, he even said that when he got introduced here as a free agent signing, was like, hey, if I know where the receiver is going to be, that gives me that extra split second that I had when I was 24, now that I'm 34. So, I mean, that sounds all well and good. We'll see if it, you know, holds up in game. But yeah, Jaire Alexander to the Ravens, I just thought made a lot of sense for both sides. Not only is there that synergy with him and Lamar, his Louisville teammate, that's some good vibes, but outside corner was a place where they didn't really do a whole lot this offseason because they also are big fans of that compensatory pick formula and trying to game that as much as possible. Well, yet again, they're able to get a potential massive upgrade at that spot. And this feels like one of those off seasons where the Ravens are kind of pushing all their chips in the middle. And, you know, once again, all eyes are on them in 2025 to finally get over that hump.
Brian, you're one of the finest mongoose I know. Have a great day out there. Bob, is the plural of mongoose mongoose?
I think so, yes.
Brian, you agree with that?
Geese.
Not sure, but city limits, I tried to mow a wiffle ball field into my grass last night. I might have to send you a picture and get you to evaluate that.
Yes, please do that.
Can you mow play it. An exhibition game there?
I would love
Wait
to.
Wait a minute. How do you do that? That
yeah.
takes special.
Yeah, how do
doesn't
you do
take
that?
Special equipment to do that, Brian.
Well, it's not very good. I just dropped my blade a little bit and tried to make like a diamond in the grass. But hey, it was my first pass at it. We'll see how it goes.
Not Is there a fence? Great.
Is there a cornfield?
No, not really. There's a hill that slopes down, so we could come up with some ground rules for that. But
it's like Taos Hill out there in Houston.
Very much trial and error.
I like it. Thank you, Brian.
Yep. See you guys.
See you, Brian.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Bob, it turns out the Rangers giving the Penguins their 12th pick this year instead of a first-round pick next year could have something to do with if the Rangers, this is from Tom Galitti, who covers the Rangers for the NHL.com. If the Rangers were to offer sheet an RFA, give an offer sheet to a restricted free agent, they'd need their own 2026 pick if the offer sheet reached a certain salary level. So he's just throwing that out there as, you know, if you're looking for reasons why, maybe they're going to throw an offer sheet at somebody and they'll need that pick.
That could be, I didn't think of that component of it, but if that's the truth, then they could be looking at someone who has a restricted free agent who they're willing to deal with. And that wouldn't surprise me.
Bob, I'm saddened that you're leaving soon because we're going to do the 5 best athletes of the quarter century in our ongoing quarter century series. If I told you the 5 best Pittsburgh athletes since 2000, in no particular order, although we could put them in order, Sid, Ben, Gino, Kutch, and AB. Would you disagree with that, college or pro?
Well, I mean, I'd have to put Roethlisberger in there ahead of AB, even though AB is...
I did. Sid.
Oh, you said Ben. I'm sorry.
Sid, Ben, Gino, Kutch, AB, in no particular order yet. Limits, do you have an addition to that list?
I would like to add Troy Polamalu to that list.
And take off who?
That's the problem.
That's
Who do
you take off?
Who do you take off?
There are a lot of guys I'd put in the list, but if you're going to, you have to extend the list then.
It's your top 5.
I know that.
Are we doing this later? Do I have time to think?
No.
Then I guess I would take...
McCutcheon?
Oh, no, I can't take McCutcheon off the list.
AB?
AB
was a freakish athlete.
But...
I think I would... No, I don't think I can take AB off the list.
Who do you take off the list? Gino? Certainly not Sid or Ben.
No, Sid and Ben don't come off.
Now you see the problem, don't
you? Yeah. It's either
These
Gino.
These are always the problem when you have especially when you have a lot of good.
But that's what makes it fun.
It is. But I don't know that I would take. I mean, Troy.
Take AB
Troy
off for bad behavior?
Troy deserves to be on it, you know.
Who do you take off, Bob?
I'm going to take AB off. I'll put Troy in there. He's in the Hall of Fame already, and I don't know if Antonio Brown will be. He did have a 6-year run unmatched by anyone.
Kutch had a 3-year run, approximately, where he was the MVP and was among the best players in the league. Did Troy have a longer run than that? He was Defensive Player of the Year, and how many years was he one of the best defensive players in the league? I might be tempted to do that, or Geno, but that would
be
tough to
AB,
take.
You're not taking AB off, period.
AB... Maybe, Sid, I guess, is the other guy. AB was the best player at his position in his league for more years than anybody in Pittsburgh sports, with the possible exception of Sid in this century.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. That's why I think ultimately he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, but I don't know if he's going to end up getting there. Because right now, where is he? I can't find him.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
He's still in Dubai, I think, right now.
He's in Dubai.
Still hasn't come back to the country. They're trying to talk to him about the attempted murder charge.
That should play a role in this.
Or at least investigation.
I mean, do we have a morals clause in this?
No, if we not have, no, and I often am against moral clauses. I think you should just judge guys on what they do when they're there. That's it. If you're going to start, you know, going into their backgrounds and their history and their personal issues, a lot of guys wouldn't be eligible. So based on his performance, yeah, he deserves to be in there. I may have to take, maybe Gino comes off that list.
I think that's a possibility.
I mean, if you're talking about, if you're talking about,
I know, but Gino won.
I know what he won.
Calder, the Hart, the Conn Smythe, scoring championship.
Right, I get it. I mean,
you're asking me
about five guys.
I know. I'm just making a little counterpoint.
And we're talking just pure athlete.
Well, no, we're talking athlete and accomplishment.
Okay. Accomplishment is important. So that's why AB probably stays in there. But
well, that might be why AB comes off in favor of Malkin.
Why?
Because of those accomplishments and all the accolades, plus the championships. Championships should hold weight.
Well, they do. And they
then
should.
Why not take Kutch out?
Well, I mean, do you want to have one pirate on the list?
You like, should know. You don't need to have five best athletes. You don't need to be whatever sport, as long as your accomplishments equal.
But I also
top
feel like
worthy
and MVP I, for McCutcheon, two other top three
oh,
finishes.
Believe me, plus. I don't know how much this factors in, but he ushered the team into its
brief
renaissance.
For the first time in how many years?
20. I
mean, he was the ringleader.
Right. So that's a tough one. It's a good problem to have if you're a city with all these people who are worthy of this, and there are probably more if you go down the list.
What about Mario, Bob?
Well, he technically played in the 2000. I get that.
Not only did he technically play, he had 76 points in 43 games.
Well, he's my number one all-time. I think best athlete in Pittsburgh sports history.
Sports history. Who's That's, number two? Sid?
Probably Sid. I would also, you
Joe
know.
Joe Green? Roberto Clemente?
You could put all of those people in there.
But I we're only put, putting four.
You're making
Where does Stargell go?
Tommy Pham after last
Tommy
night?
Tommy Pham. Maybe Derek Bell. We should bring him in with George Hendrick, Jogging George. Put them all in the
we
outfield.
We could do the worst athletes of the quarter century.
Where does Lonnie Chisenhall rank?
We never saw him, but he does qualify because he took money.
Yes, so he should be
he
last.
Took 2 years of money.
We could do. Oh, this leads to a lot of different. Bob, we're going to do this all summer. Every day there's a new topic. The five biggest free agent busts in Pittsburgh sports in this quarter
remember
century.
Remember Ladarius Green?
Remember Sidney Moncrief?
Sidney
Moncrief was with Ron Brewer and Marvin Delph at Arkansas. Dante Moncrief. He had more drops than catches with the Steelers.
Yeah, it was fun.
Before they cut him, Bob. Remember that?
I do.
You want to go, Bob.
Josh Van Meter with the Pirates. Remember him?
Yes.
He bounced around and played every position.
You've checked out, Bob, and now it's time to go, and I'm saddened by this.
No, you threw that at me at the last second.
I know. I just feel sad that you're leaving
now. Ryan Graves, where does he rank on the list?
Ryan Graves.
Oh, my God. Very highly.
I don't know as highly as some of the old school ones.
For $27 million?
Well, again, if you're going to factor the inflationary money increase, all that, sure. But
who's the best free agent signing in Pittsburgh sports in all these years?
It could be
Jeff Hardings, the Farrier Pigeon,
James
Farrier.
From what he was, to come here and what he did. That's one of
Russell
the best.
Martin? He was a good one.
A.J.
Good
Burnett?
One. He was a trade. Francisco Liriano?
He had a... What did they give him, a three-year, $36 million deal?
They did, yes.
But when they first signed him, it was an unbelievable
move. Oh, he was great. well, there are a lot of good names you could think about there.
What about the Penguins' best free agent signing, and why am I drawing a blank? Anyone? Limits?
A lot of their better guys have been trades. Yeah. Hornquist, Kessel.
Here we go. Checking them out.
You're
at least
right.
That's
Kessel was.
Yeah, Kessel was a trade.
Sergei Gonchar. There you go.
Yeah.
Right, Bob? Pick. Was that this century? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was back in... Yeah, absolutely it was.
Of course it was. It was 2005. Matt Cullen. There haven't been a lot, though. You're right, Limits.
No,
it's mostly been trades has been their big acquisitions. The Horny Boy Wonder was a trade.
Yeah, he was. From the Predators.
Bob, do you think the 2016 Penguins were the... Here's another one we can do, Bob. I guess we're doing them as we speak. The five best teams in Pittsburgh sports this century? Who was the best in this quarter century?
First of all, I'm looking at this. I think you're right about Sergei Gonchar.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone even comes close to this.
Not even close.
You could include
you couldn't.
Brian Trottier based on what he did and what he represented here when they won.
No, we're talking this quarter century.
Oh, that's right.
You've checked out, Bob.
I don't blame you.
It just happens when you leave.
I'm not checked out.
Who was the best team? The best single team Pittsburgh has produced since 2000?
I would say that's a difficult question. Those back-to-back championships that they had in 16 and 17, they were terrific. But I also look back at the Steelers winning that Super Bowl in Tampa that year. They had everything that they could possibly want.
Yeah.
That, to me, probably was the team I'll pick number one.
Mm. See, I think the best of the three Penguin Cup teams
was 2009?
No, was 16.
Oh, they were the 17. Fastest.
No, that's
17. Didn't 17, even have Letang. No. How are they better than 16?
Yeah, they
limits?
Overcame not having Chris Letang.
No, they didn't have HBK the way it was
way
either. Why were they better
16,
than 16?
They were the best team in the NHL in terms of what they were doing than anyone else. Nobody could stop them.
Wait, I want to know.
Jake Guentzel wasn't on the 16 team.
That's a good point, Bob.
Letang wasn't on 17, but Guentzel wasn't on 16.
That's why 16 was really good.
Hornquist
because
was
Guentzel
hurt.
Wasn't on it?
They overcame that. They didn't have him.
Wait a second. The 16 team had Sid, Gino at the height of their powers.
They brought up other
Brian
guys.
Brian Rust, the HBK line.
Right.
Phil Kessel as part of the HBK line on the left side of your power play.
That's why they were as good as they were. It comes back to third line success. Yeah. That team had a third line and no one else can match.
Limits
like
raises an
team.
Excellent point, though, Bob. The 17 team. I just think the 17 team had a much rougher time and wasn't playing as well as the 16 team. The 16 team was a juggernaut by playoff time.
You can make
time.
A case that the Penguin team, oh no, that's going back before your deadline here. I'm thinking of just teams in general. I was going to say the one that didn't win the Stanley Cup after they won back-to-back in 92.
I know.
They lost to the
you've
Islanders.
You've checked out.
No, oh. I'm going back beyond.
I know, but this is the quarter century exercise.
That. So I would go with the Steelers Super Bowl team, Super Bowl 40. Three.
The 16 and 17 rosters were also very similar. They were very
That's
similar teams. Add in like Ron Hainsey
they're
Gensel.
All good.
They're very similar rosters, 16 and 17 as well.
You could make a list of the worst teams that have come along.
Yeah.
In the last quarter century. And
this pirate team.
I know which one would top the list.
2020 Pirates winning 19 games.
The X generation Penguins were pretty bad.
Yeah. What, by Darius Kasparaitis?
No.
Was he at the end of that X generation, though?
No.
Oh. Anything else you'd like to add, Joe?
Limits is fuming with me today, Bob.
Well,
I can tell, but why?
What's going on?
Ever since I said his best bet for a girlfriend was to date a bot.
That's pretty insulting, though.
I didn't.
Very insulting.
No, it wasn't. The one guy's marrying an AI bot. It was a joke. Thank you, Bob.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Bob.
This thing took a turn for the worst today.
Are you surprised, Bob?
Am I what?
Are you surprised that
we're disjointed because you're leaving in the middle of a show? How are we supposed to do a show where it's you're
you
at the
know.
Beginning and then you're
you've,
gone? Everything's different
you've
now.
Given me a name of
it's like having your
pump.
Starting.
You know what I'm doing. This is what I and when I say I always apologize and say and then you say don't worry about
it's
it, whatever
like
it is.
It's like making a game plan with your quarterback only playing a quarter and a half, Bob. We have 3.5 quarters left in the game here.
That's right.
2.5.
And I just injured myself, and I'm out for the rest of the game. Sorry.
Enjoy your day, Bob. Do you want to play golf later?
No, I have to go and shoot some golf stories. That's what we're going to go to do now.
All right.
We have our series called Elite 18 that we do, and we find elite golf holes all throughout
Western
Pennsylvania.
That's actually an awesome thing to do. Have fun doing that. When will I see you again?
Maybe Thursday.
Maybe.
Colin's sick.
I'm not going to be here Friday. I'm at the Starkey.
I know you have your big
Starkey
one up at the
Colony
Foxburg Shootout. That's a good.
Wow.
What a great place that is. I wish I could be there for that.
Me too. Yeah. I wish I could too.
You could have, Bob, if you had accepted your invitation.
But I can't. I have things to do.
No, you're not. You're off on Fridays.
I told you I'm off. I'm on vacation. My wife has an agenda too, and I'm trying to help this. It's a vacation.
I hear that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with
you
here?
You can call me Ron.
You had to throw that last one in. I do like... Oh, hold on. Adam Schefter, did we already say this? The Steelers have, quote, checked in on Jalen Ramsey, but unlikely to trade for him. Did you see that?
That was the first item on the Limitless Express, Joe.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
How disorganized are we?
Just a little bit.
Well, let's get into that, shall we? Jalen Ramsey seems to have had better days entering his age 31 season. I'm really not that interested. Although I have written and said that the secondary is a point of concern for me. I'm just not sure that this guy helps that much at this point in his career. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. I wonder how much he has left in the tank just in terms of a couple of different things. He's always been I wouldn't say a physical corner, but he's taken a lot of risks.
And a lot of money tied to him.
I wonder if he can still play the same way that Jalen Ramsey has always played now that he's an older corner. How well has he adapted? Now, I thought he was fine in Miami, but do you also factor in cold weather, warm weather climates at all with Jalen Ramsey? I know he's not Tua and it's not like a quarterback, but
what?
He's primarily played in like L.A., Miami. Do you think that would be a factor with him in a potential trade? Like, would he even want to come here?
Oh, you're right. That part of it.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it says right here, Schefter said he'd like to be out west. You know? So
I don't even know
right.
Would he want to be a Steeler? Would he want to come here and would he want to change around his deal a little bit? I mean, the Steelers do have a decent amount of cap space, but is that something that he'd be flexible to want?
By the way, Aaron Rodgers on McAfee at noon today. Am I right about that?
I didn't see the exact time. I don't think he's leading off the show, but
we should have sound clips by the end.
He will be
sound
on McAfee,
bites.
Even if it's in the last segment. Yes, he's going to be on McAfee.
Our first two finalists have been selected. Now it's time to see who's next up on The Fan. Come on out to Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg this Thursday, June 26, 7 to 9 p.m. to audition and see if you're the next host we hire on The Fan. I'm going to be one of the judges out there, Limits. You'll get 2 minutes to give your best, most entertaining take, and we'll pick two winners to go on to our final audition. Don't miss your chance Thursday, June 26th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. For more info, including dates and locations, visit 937thefan.com. 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. What do you think awaits me as a judge there for that?
That's a great question. I think that there is going to be a decent amount of people. There are about 25 people that showed up to the first one that we did at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. There were some pretty good contestants out there. So,
were you a judge?
No. Well, I mean, we were all judging this basically see how everyone was doing, but it was Malzi, Crowley, and Doran that gave the most amount of input with Craig. But Callis also gave some input when he was sitting in the room. How about that?
On what?
On the takes and the 2 minutes that some of the potential hosts were giving. Callis
right.
was like, I really liked your demeanor. I thought it was awesome.
So when we judge this, they come to us like it's, what's that show where the people sing?
America's Got Talent?
Yeah, they come to us
American
and
Idol.
I have to make a comment on that?
Yes. You have to comment on how they did.
Okay.
And give a suggestion. Like, Malzi always gives constructive criticism. He's like,
yeah.
He starts off with, I think you did this very well. Like, your tone was
it's
good.
It's a compliment sandwich from Malzi.
Yes,
right?
Your pacing was good. But I think you should come back again, but I also think that you should change this. or that you should be more forceful and more direct with your opinion. Some of the things that Malzahn would throw
very
out
constructive
there to
you. From
yes,
Malzahn.
Constructive criticism.
Sunny today with a high of Greg Lloyd, 95. It's never too hot for Malzahn to golf. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. What's next on the Limitless Express here?
Well, Joe, the Bengals, they just continue to not be able to figure out what they're doing with Shamar Stewart, their first-round pick. They remain in an impasse as camp is approaching, and Stewart's agent, Zach Hiller, said on SiriusXM, obviously my job and all agents' job is to protect the players. Simply put, Shamar would, of course, love for his contract to be as protective as the rest of his Bengals teammates in the past. And simply put, the way the contract currently reads is not as protective, as the issue relates to the Bengals' effort to change the language that would void future guarantees in the deal.
What? Limits, that was too much. My brain can't handle that.
So basically, the Bengals are trying to change the amount of guaranteed money that Stewart is getting.
I know.
And Stewart is not happy.
It's like
about
if they, from what I understand, if they cut previous draft picks, if they cut you, you're still guaranteed the money at some point.
Yeah.
This guy's not getting that. I'm 100% with him.
I am
what,
too.
What are they doing?
And the agent's saying that there is precedent here. Let's keep the precedent. So this is just the Bengals ultimately just trying to go cheap.
It's the Bengals bangling, you know, and they got to a Super Bowl and an AFC title game, I believe it was, against Mahomes. So give them credit. They have somewhat maximized Burrow, but now they've fallen into a Paul Skeens-like rut here, maximizing him. 2 years in a row, they've missed the playoffs with Joe Burrow, including, well, the 1 year he was hurt.
He was hurt.
I'll give him a pass there. Last year, he was great. You can't miss the playoffs when you have a great young quarterback.
Well, they were so bad early, and they lost to New England early in the season. They had a couple of games that they just had no business losing, but partly their defense was just so poor. And Joe Burrow is able to overcome a lot. I know there was a big debate on the morning show earlier today. Is Joe Burrow the best quarterback in the NFL? Intern Dom thinks so. Doran had some really good points pushing back as to why it's Patrick Mahomes, but if you still have one of those guys, there's no reason why you should not be in the playoffs every single year, even if it's just as a wild card.
Who do you think is the best quarterback in the NFL?
Josh Allen. So, Josh Allen and Mahomes, but it's very close.
I agree with you.
I
think it's Josh Allen. I mean, my God, Burrow, 43 touchdowns. Well, what about Lamar?
Lamar fourth. For me, it's Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar. And then that fifth spot, it's what's up for grabs. Is it Jalen Hurts?
It's Jalen Hurts. It's about time people give Jalen Hurts his respect. He's a Super Bowl MVP. He went to the biggest stage in the NFL 2 out of 3 years and stared down Mahomes. And I thought outplayed him twice, by the way. I'm sorry. I don't care if some of the, you know, counting passing numbers are a little bit low. I don't care. He wins. And running is a huge part of his game. He doesn't turn the ball over. His passer rating was 103.7. And then in the biggest games, he's been really good. It's got to be Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I would give you Jalen Hurts. He has earned the respect that he deserves. I mean, for that fifth spot. I mean, there are a lot of guys that are very talented, like Jordan Love, Justin
Herbert. He's knocking on the door.
That have not proven it yet, especially in the playoffs.
Jaden Daniels is knocking on that door.
And Daniels, I think, has the best argument of anyone to be able to be in that fifth spot other than Hurts.
And I think C.J. Stroud is knocking on that door.
But Jalen Hurts is the one that ultimately got over the top and made it to the Super Bowl against Jaden Daniels in his own division.
And
so,
I think Bo Nix and Drake May are going to be knocking very
soon. You are
soon,
very Limits. High on Bo Nix.
Why wouldn't I be?
Do you think that a lot of it...
29 touchdown passes last year.
Let me ask you, how do you feel about Brock Purdy?
By the way, all 29 came in the final 15 games, I might add. Thank you very kindly.
How do you feel about Brock Purdy?
I lied. All 29 came in the final 14 games. This dude had 29 touchdowns in the last 14 games.
He didn't have a touchdown pass in his first three?
No, he didn't, Limits. He had no touchdown passes against Seattle, the Steelers, and Tampa. He was 0 with 4 interceptions. The rest of the year, he was 29 touchdowns with 8 interceptions, and all you can do is pick on him. And he also ran for 500 yards.
No, I'm not trying
to
pick on him.
The guy's going to be a star.
I just don't think that he's a 7, 8, 9 quarterback right now. Like it seems like you're putting him in that spot.
I said he's knocking on the door. You're lying.
Do you think that he's a product of Sean Payton's system?
Oh, come on. Who's not a product of a system?
I'm not claiming it. I'm asking the question.
Yes, every great quarterback is a product of a system.
You think that Josh Allen is a product of the system that they have with Joe Brady in Buffalo?
Absolutely. Josh Allen came in, and before that, it was help me out, the guy who coaches the Giants now. Dable.
Do you think Josh Allen is a product of having Cliff Kingsbury? Like, obviously it helps.
Yes.
Obviously it helps.
Yes,
but I still think those quarterbacks would be able to overcome bad coordinators.
See, I'm not so sure about that. Josh Allen came in as a very raw prospect who had a very low completion rate, and even in his early NFL days was all over the blank in place, and they refined him.
I'm not saying
they're not the only ones who could have refined him. You think Joe Montana was a product of the Bill Walsh system?
It significantly helped.
Sure did.
Who was Terry Bradshaw's coordinator?
Terry Bradshaw had the first quarterback coach in NFL history in Babe Parilli. And then, of course, he had Chuck Knoll as his coach, browbeating him all the time, but to a good end.
Tom Brady had Josh McDaniels, who then went everywhere else and failed and flunked the Raiders, Denver.
Yeah. I just think to point out Bo Nix and say, oh, he's just the product of a system, you know, okay, who's not, is what I would say. I think Bo Nix is really good, and I think you're really underestimating him. I think he throws 40 touchdowns this year and runs for another 10. How do you like that?
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome, Limits. Anything else? Is that it? You didn't say it was the end, Limits.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.